B-Pod Studios.
Jeff, what do you say, brother?
What's up, fellas?
Were you hearing anything about Trent Williams? Caller just wants to know.
Trent Williams to the Eagles?
No, I mean, I said no, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Nothing. Zilch. No.
Yeah. I same thing. Anyway, let's go over tonight and what you expect and who you expect to play. So, can you shed any light on any of the starters?
Now, I wish I could give a little more on the quarterback situation. Doug hasn't, didn't put that out there on Tuesday, and then I guess he was on the radio. He didn't put it out there on Wednesday, so. I'm kind of flipping back and forth on whether he's going to do it or not, judging by, the words that he said, kind of parsing them. Yeah, my guess would be no. And if he does play, he'll just be for one series. The risk of not putting him out there, well, obviously there's a risk of putting him out there, but not putting him out there is if you're going to play the first team offense, I don't know if you want to put Nate out there with them, because again, you're trying to develop chemistry with that unit. And having Carson not play while the other guys play, I don't know if that makes any sense. Look at the offense. Do you really need to see Jason Peters out there? Do you need to see Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson,
Deshaun
Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey?
No.
Jordan, now you don't really need to see any of those guys.
No.
So is it really worth it?
No.
For one game?
It's not worth it. Nope.
It's not. So again, I'm leaning towards we're not going to see those guys. We'll see Nate Sudfeld and pretty much, maybe a few guys that play on the first team, but mostly the second teamers. And the defensive side of the ball, you have so many injuries anyway, guys that aren't going to play. It's going to be pretty much the second unit defense anyway.
Hey, Jeff, the offensive line, first of all, has Jason Peters been practicing like the full allotment? Also, Brandon Brooks, what's his status as we get ready, getting to the preseason part of the offseason?
Yeah, Peters is healthy. He's been doing everything that he's allowed to do. He's still taking, those veteran, a few veteran days off and veteran reps off. Or he'll just jump out. I mean, the same has gone for pretty much Jason Kelce, and Lane Johnson's been getting reps off here and there as well. So nothing new there. And then as far as Brandon Brooks, he's been doing pretty much everything the same that he's been doing off camp, which is just as far as individual drills go. No 7-on-7, no team drills. And I'm not sure if we're going to see and participate in any team drills, at least as far as access goes, over the next week, and then obviously things shut down. And so it's going to be hard for him to make the start of the season.
So that's Vitae then, right? Vitae filling that void right now?
Yeah, okay. Vitae. So he'll be out there. We'll get, obviously right now a starter, technically, but he'll be out there. They need to get him some game reps at guard.
Do you see Miles Sanders playing at all today?
Yep. I mean, he's healthy. He had the little foot scare last week, but he was right back in there the next day. And haven't seen, anything really significant to hold him back. When he first came back from training camp, because he had the hamstring injury that held him out all the spring, he was kind of easing him in. But he's pretty much practiced full since then, and I don't see any harm in letting him get out there and get some reps, some game reps under his belt.
It's funny, because I wouldn't play him tonight. I would limit him as much as possible.
Well, I mean, let's see what he does, and then maybe shut him down.
Gotcha.
As the preseason goes on.
Hey, Jeff, other than the Wentz-Deshaun combination as a storyline in camp, it seems like the storyline that I keep reading, seeing from you guys and everybody that covers the team the most, is about Miles Sanders. Has he been that impressive to your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, he looks very good. I don't want to get ahead of myself here because, again, with running backs, it's difficult to assess them when, times are running around in their shells and then when there isn't live tackling. And he really hasn't done a heck of a lot of live tackling drills. That being said, it's very, very clear that this kid has all the physical skills to excel at this level, and perhaps at a very high level. He's the most explosive running back on the team, and he's probably the most explosive I've seen here since LeSean McCoy. So he has that. He has all that. Now, there's stuff he has to work on, clearly, receiving, blocking, understanding the offense. But in terms of natural ability, and when you just see him out there, he's chiseled like a running back. He was born to be a running back. So he's got the size is an issue. The athletic ability isn't an issue. He works hard. He's got the right attitude. right now, it's really hard to see any knocks against him besides not having enough experience.
So as we bring, as we begin the games portion of the preseason, give me some of the battles that are up for grabs that you could see that we might see during weeks 2 and 3.
Yeah, I think the number one has to be cornerback.
Yeah.
With Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby still out, and I don't really even know if those guys could be handed those positions the way that Sidney Jones has been performing. And I guess you could throw Rasul Douglas into that pot as well. I don't know if they would all of a sudden, they would just be handed their old jobs back. That being said, it's very unlikely that Mills will be back by the start of the season. And I don't know if Darby will as well, coming off the ACL. So you're looking at Sidney Jones and Rasul probably going to be penciled into those spots on the outside. There was some question about whether Ivante Maddox would be more the outside guy versus Sidney Jones, but I really think Sidney is clearly taking control out there. He's an outside corner. I mean, they put him in the slot. He did fine there last year before the injury started to creep up, and that obviously those were obviously nagging throughout the season. But let's remember what Sidney was before all the injuries. I mean, he was probably a bona fide first-round cornerback.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
A true cover corner on your outside, speed corner, that can lock down guys that have that kind of ability to move. And I think so far we've seen him perform very well. Look, I understand when he gets out there on game days in September, it's going to be a different story. It's a tough position to play. You're going to fail often as much as you succeed. But I think Sidney certainly has the skill set. As long as he can stay healthy, I think that that'll be his spot.
Did you talk to Arcega Whiteside about him, about Sidney Jones?
I did not. Someone throw it out there. I mean, Arcega Whiteside, someone who kind of looked pretty good in the spring, hasn't really done much this summer, and probably because Sidney's been shutting him down.
Very interesting.
Hey, I'd like to talk. I'm curious because the two have a history in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And I'd be curious to hear about that.
Yeah. No, I haven't really talked to him. They did go up against each other maybe 1 year. I don't know how, because again, you got to recall, I mean, Sidney's been out of college for, this will be his third season in the NFL. So. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff McClain joining us, inquireinquire.com on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jeff, one of the areas of concern for a lot of Eagle fans is the defensive end position. Derek Barnett coming into year three had that injury that he dealt with last year, missing a lot of time. They bring back Brandon Graham. You alluded to the injuries on the defensive side of the ball that they're dealing with. What have you seen out of Derek Barnett? What have you seen out of the defensive ends?
I don't think I've seen enough out of Derek Barnett because he's not practicing. And it's been, 10 months since he had the surgery to correct the torn rotator cuff. So I'm not really wondering. I get it. Look, they're trying to get a lot of these guys who were injured to week one. They don't want to have any setbacks. Let's get in there. But as you mentioned, there's a lot riding on Derek Barnett this season with Michael Bennett being traded and Chris Long retiring. He showed a lot, I thought, early on last season that he was going to be, the first round pick that they thought they had drafted in terms of talent-wise. But, again, he hasn't done it over an extended period of time, and he's going to be going up against those left tackles week in and week out. That's a grind. And the one thing that Derek has kind of had an issue with is gaining strength. But don't have to worry about his athleticism. It's getting the power to go up against those big guys on a consistent basis and to wear them down and to also develop that second move, which really needs to be a bull rush. It's a lot riding on Derek Barnett. I think he can be that guy. I don't know how high his ceiling is. I don't know if he's going to be an elite edge rusher, but he's certainly a guy I think that can get 10 sacks at some point in his career.
Wow. Well, I mean, they need him. I mean, you got to get
this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, and with what they got in the middle, I mean, those ends should be able to eat.
They should get one-on-ones.
Yeah. And that's
what they're hoping for because really, Brandon Graham, I don't really get to worry about him, and I think he'll be better than he was last year because he was hurt for most of last year. But you look at the guys coming off the bench, I mean, Vinnie Curry really is much of an edge rusher. He's a good defensive lineman, particularly against the run, but he's not like your fireball coming off the bench like Chris Long was. And while I think Josh Sweat is at a nice camp, we still don't know. He's got to go out there against
top guys, I think, before you can really assess what he's going to be. And you had the Joe Austin injury. I don't think Joe was going to come in and play a lot of snaps, but that hurts you in terms of your depth. Now, what do you do with Sharif Miller? I thought he was a perfect candidate to end up on IR, kind of rest, you know, give him a year to bulk up. But now with, you know, with Joe Austin hurt, you wonder about the depth of that position, and you wonder, you know, if one of those guys go down, who's going to step in? So defensive end to me is certainly, as you mentioned, a position of question coming into the season.
I got one Carson question. I'm talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. So, you see all this stuff. You've been in every practice. You've seen every throw. How would you look at, as a whole, how would you look at his camp?
I think he's had a very good camp. There's been days where he's just looked better than I've ever seen him during a practice. Certainly there have been a couple practices where he wasn't on his A game, but, you know, at worst a B-. And, you're okay with that. That happens to the best of them.
Right.
You're not going to always go out there and have your fastball. So I think we've seen what I think the Eagles have seen what they want out of Carson. He's done everything. He hasn't had any setbacks in terms of his injury. They're not lightening his load. The only lightening of a load that we may see will come in the preseason. And to me, I don't think he really has much to prove in that regard. We saw him get hurt in his rookie year in the preseason. Give him maybe a quarter in week two, preseason week two, maybe a half in preseason week three, maybe even less than that, really. Just give him, a few drives, maybe a touchdown drive under his belt, and then I think you'll feel good about where Carson is heading into the season.
Is there any concern over interceptions and where the ball is? And, depending on who you, some of your brethren might have different views.
Oh, really? I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Like, I trust you, and I always, I've made no secret, but there's...
I mean, he threw an interception was it the last practice? But, I mean, that happens. Quarterbacks throw interceptions.
Right.
He's thrown far more touchdowns. There hasn't really been anything I feel like, any alarms about Carson taking a step back in terms of his ability. I don't see that. I think what we're going to see is a little more of 2017 Carson. A different quarterback. I mean that in terms of his level of play.
Right.
I think we're certainly a different quarterback. We're not going to see those Houdini type escapes on long third downs. I think we're going to see more of a conservative Carson, shall we say. Now, you don't want to take that ability away from him, and I think there certainly will be an element of that this season. But I think we're going to see a more well-rounded quarterback and one that's maturing here in, season four for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Jeff, that's the thing. He talked about his coming in a little bit lighter this year. I saw him in a press conference last week, and he looked significantly lighter to me, leaner. Is there any concern about his durability being lighter?
I think he's always looked kind of lean anyway. A lot of quarterbacks, when you meet them, you see them on TV, the pads, and then you see them without the pads up close, the long, lean guys, they're built that way. That's the way Matt Ryan's built. That's the way Tom Brady has increasingly been built. Manning, yeah. Like, you're really kind of surprised. They're just a very fit 6'5", whatever it is, 6'4", 6'6", body type. And I think that's what Carson was, and I think that he's a little more of that. Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with him and his diet, cutting out pizza. I mean, I think that can only be a benefit, And I think that, if anything, he's probably a little more rock solid than he used to be. Take those hits,
So tonight, what's the one thing that you go in a game that doesn't matter almost on every level? What's the one little tiny aspect that you'll glean something from, or you're looking to glean something from?
Yeah, I'm hoping the cornerback play again. I hate to go back to that again.
Yeah, that's all right.
I want to see Sidney Jones and Russell Douglas out there because they're probably going to be your starting outside cornerbacks in week one. Yeah, I want to see how they do. Look, the Titans have some pretty good receivers. So let's see, quarterback's pretty good. Let's see how they do. Again, I don't know if they're going to play Mariota or not, first team offense for the Titans. But let's see how they do. See if they can carry over what they've done in practice into the games. Because as we know, it's a very important position.
Well, we'll be watching tonight. People will be going down to the game tonight. We'll be reading you, Jeff, man. Thanks for doing this.
All right, guys. Games, we finally have something to write about.
Yeah. We're not talking about practice.
Thanks, brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.